Gay, how are you?
I am wonderful, and you?
Doing great.
Good.
The new project, I love the project. It's
Thank
Holy
you.
Live. Did you have fun doing that project?
I had a marvelous time doing it. You know, I'm all about the energy, all about the excitement. And, you know, I think as an artist, you pull off the audience, and the audience was just excited. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like let's do it, everybody. Let's worship God.
There's a song that I just listened to over and over again, and it's called The Blood.
Okay.
Tell us about this song.
You know, I've always wanted the Lord to give me a song that had to do with him dying on the cross. And I was sitting at home one day and just went through the Word and got to the part when it talked about the people shouted, crucify him, crucify him. And that song just came so easy, and I definitely wanted to do something that had to do with the Word of God. And with that, I wanted people to also, with the songs, remember the scriptures as well, as opposed to just writing a song that just said something. I really wanted to relate to the Word of God. And we've done it, and we do it for our communion. Other people have done it, and they said they would prefer to do it like for Easter, which is great too. But my focus was on for communion service.
You've got a lot of great songs. You start off with This Is the Day. And, I mean, you got us hand clapping and rocking. Tell us about This Is the Day.
This is more like a praise and worship song. You know, I think anybody who does a CD always looks at a song that's a great opener. And I realize when people pick up the CD, that first song has to say something for them to continue to listen to the rest of the music. Because I'm like that, too, when I pick up music. But I wanted something that really said, hey, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Everybody, let's have fun, and let's continue throughout the whole concert. So it gets me riled, and it gets me really excited and joyful about the whole thing as well. So just wanted to put more scriptures in song. So it goes on to say, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it into the hearts of men. So I just want everybody to just enjoy the Lord together.
Holy Live. Which, as I said, I love the project. But some projects you can see, well, some artists may put fillers, but it seems like you can just put your project on and let it track. There is a song called, correct me if I'm wrong, is
okay.
It Mandisa?
Madase.
Madase. Madase. Tell us
right.
About that, and how did that get on your project?
You know, I went to Africa. A couple of years back, and we went to build houses. And in that, we see all these kids. And if you've ever been to Africa, anyone that's ever been to Africa has to admit that when they worship so hard that they're sweating. I mean, they're nonstop. Nothing like us. And Madase means just thank you. So I really couldn't pronounce all the words that they had given us to speak to the people. So Madase was one of those words that just said thank you. And then I just went, hey, thank you, Jesus. That's really what that song simply says.
Your song, Holy, that's awesome, powerful. You can feel the anointing on that song. This song will really move you. Tell us about Holy.
I wanted the CD to have a lot of versatility. So we have songs on there that are kind of traditional. We have the CCM and, you know, worshiping. But that song, Holy, when we think about how holy our God is, I wanted people, once you say that enough times, you can't do anything but just raise your hands or just begin to cry. And when I sat here, I was sitting at my desk one day, and the words just came. And that's when you really know that that's nobody but the Lord, because none of us can write songs without God's penmanship. And as I sat here and thought about it, with your finger of love, you captivate me. Just your finger. We're not even talking about his presence. Just your finger alone. And then we think about how holy he is. So that shows action. When we throw our hands up, I mean it when I say, you are holy. Oh, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Let's find out about Gay Arbuckle.
Uh-oh.
Gay Arbuckle. What? Let's talk about James Cleveland. Okay. How has James Cleveland played a role in Gay Arbuckle's growth?
As a little girl, I've always loved gospel music. I've grown up in church all my life. That's pretty much all I've known. We didn't, in our household, have a choice. It wasn't, you're not going to church today? Okay, that's fine. It was always we're going to church. So with that, my mother was a musician at the church. My grandmother was musically inclined. And I would sit and listen to Jane Cleveland's song, you know, Myrna Somers, Walter Hawkins, you know, people like that. And I just grew up with his music, loving everything that he did. And I went to the workshop in New Orleans, gospel music workshop, for the first time. And they have a night that a lot of the artists can get up to sing. And as I got up, the Lord just truly moved, had nothing to do with me. And so I finish singing, I go down, and then he calls me back up on stage. And it's like, here's this icon. You call me back up on stage? Oh, my goodness. So I just said, Lord, use me in a great way. And he's just, I mean, he's just who he is. He's just, he started it all. So you got to give him his props.
How important is it to get your music out to the audience, the masses?
When you say how important, meaning?
Meaning, is it very important that your music touch people, or is it important that your music is just a message to people, and if it touched them, it's okay, but if it don't, you've done your job by recording.
You know, I, again, referring back to going to church all my life, and this has been a thing I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to sing in churches, always wanted to direct choirs, and with music, my music, I want people to have fun listening to it. If the CD is not in everybody's hands, I would hope that someone would go, hey, have you heard the CD? And then they pass it on. But not just that, I want them to see the ministry in the music. You know, even if no one ever hears the music, I'm still in ministry. So I have to, it's almost like we're a walking Bible. A lot of people will never probably pick up the Bible at all. They just want to watch your life. And as my life, I want God to be pleased with it. But in it, as I present the music to the people, I want them to see Christ. And if they do hear it, I'm like, amen. I just want somebody to be touched. If they don't hear it, I want somebody to go, if you hadn't heard it, you need to hear it.
Miracles and blessings. Let's go back. Tell us about that.
Miracles and blessings. Wow, that is one of the songs that so many people have been blessed by. I remember coming to Virginia probably like, I don't know, probably in the 90s or 200, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And that song, wow, it was amazing. I attended a church here in Dallas, and somebody had said my name, and this guy is walking down the aisle at the church, and he goes, you're Gay Arbuckle? And I said, yeah, that's me. He goes, you're the one that sings Miracles and Blessings? And I was like, yeah, that's me. And he's like, oh, my God. He said, it is just blowing up in Virginia. I don't know how many times I've been to Virginia. I've been there several times. And let me go ahead and put in, I would love to come back again.
Okay.
Yeah, so it has just been that song has just been a whirlwind. It's a whirlwind, and it's almost like an anthem. And it's simple enough for a kid to sing it. So it's not so much detailed in it that, you know, oh, it's too mature for a kid, but even a baby could sing that song. So I never wanted my music to be only geared for one. I wanted it to be geared for everybody, for anyone that's going through, you know, what was the Lord doing in my life? You know, I need something to move. I need God to really make a move in my life right now. I need him to do it. So, and we're all miracles, and he's such a blessing in our lives.